A new PBS series, The United States of Poetry, is focusing on the writers who are part of the rock and hip-hop world and read at clubs, performance spaces, and on MTV. One of the poets featured in the series is Maggie Estep. She's among the best known of these new performance poets. Sometimes she performs alone, sometimes with a rock band. She performed on the MTV Spoken Word Tour and on the big alternative rock and hip-hop event, the Lollapalooza Tour. Estep lives in New York, where she's often read at the New Yorican Poets Cafe. I spoke with her in 1994, after the release of her CD, No More Mr. Nice Girl. Here's the opening track. Maggie Estep, welcome to Fresh Air.
Oh, thanks.
So, do the men yo-yo all the time in your neighborhood?
Well, it's a pretty frequent thing, yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Even where I, you know, when I wear, you know, a tent or something out, you know, it's like, hey, nice tent, babe.
So are you the kind of person who usually talks back on the street, or do you just save it for your music?
Well, I kind of save it because it's often dangerous to talk back. You know, you might get shot or something. But when I'm on my bike and I've, you know, and I'm going fast, I will talk back. You know, I'll say something, you know, ludicrous. Something that, you know, something sort of off the wall that really, you know, makes them, you know, pause and think, wow, what does that mean?
Like, what have you said?
Oh, you know, I just proposition them back, you know, with something completely absurd, like, I don't know, any number of things involving gardening or bathrooms or, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Now, Maggie, you used to sing with your band. How did you start doing spoken word?
Well, I've done spoken word, you know, for a while, since I was, you know, I don't know, like 22 or something. And I did that, and then I had the band was a separate entity. And then the spoken word thing, I started getting so much work doing that I left my band. But then I got a record deal, and we needed music, so my band and I wrote stuff to go with the spoken word stuff and sort of created a new hybrid of rock and roll and poetry or spoken word or something.
So you were writing poetry all along?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, since I was, you know, 10 or something.
What are the poetry slams that you've been a part of?
Poetry slams are vicious competition. No, it's what, you know, you'll have four or five poets, and each poet gets up there and reads a poem and is judged. You know, they pick judges out of the audience at random, and they judge from 1 to 10. They score you from 1 to 10. And each round, you know, a poet is eliminated who gets a low score, and then it's down, you know, neck to neck, with two poets, and then finally somebody wins. And it's, you know, it's a kind of a, it gives poetry a new dimension and brings in a new kind of audience who are out to see blood, you know?
Did it mean a lot to you the first time you won a slam?
I was pretty shocked, you know, and then I kept winning them, and I couldn't figure it out for the life of me. But, you know, I guess part of the reason I don't take it so seriously is that I always win, you know. If I always lost, I might feel differently.
You have a very assertive voice.
Uh-huh.
And I find that really interesting because I think we're in a period when a lot of women, particularly younger women, almost can't find their voice. That a lot of women have that rising inflection and a very tentative-sounding voice that seems trapped in the throat and seems to be a sign of insecurity.
Yeah, I do kind of notice that. I mean, there is this weird cultural trend in timid women and you know, and exemplified on like magazine covers where everyone, you know, like these big these models who are making all this money look completely helpless and childlike. And I find it incredibly annoying. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm, you know, in your face.
Did you always have that kind of assertive voice?
I think so. I mean, I'm actually really shy and certainly have my own particular insecurities. But yeah, I mean, I always have been like, I was never victim girl. You know, I was always like, I'm going to, you know, do what I want. Thank you very much. Get out of my way, you know.
Can I ask you to do one of your poems for us now, something without music?
Sure. I'll do a new one. It's called I'm an Emotional Idiot, So Get Away From Me. I'm an emotional idiot, so get away from me. I mean, come here. Wait, no, that's too close. Give me some space. It's a big country. There's plenty of room. Don't sit so close to me. Hey, where are you? I haven't seen you in days. What are you, having an affair? Who is she? Come on, aren't I enough for you? God, you're so cold. I never know what you're thinking. You're not very affectionate. I mean, you're clinging to me. Don't touch me. What am I, your cat? Don't rub me like that. Don't you have anything better to do than sit there fawning over me? Don't you have any interests, hobbies, sailing, fly fishing, archaeology? There's an archaeology expedition leaving tomorrow. Why don't you go? I'll loan you the money. Money. My money is your money. My life is yours. My soul is yours. Without you, I'm nothing. Move in with me. We'll get a studio apartment together, save on rent. Well, wait, I mean, maybe a one bedroom so we don't get in each other's hair or anything. Or, well, maybe a two bedroom. I'll have my own bedroom. It's nothing personal. I just need to be alone sometimes. You do understand, don't you? Hey, where are you going? What? Was it something I said? I'm an emotional idiot, so get away from me. I mean, marry me.
a little approach avoidance there. So is this an autobiographical set of mixed messages?
Yes, definitely.
Maggie Estep is featured in the new series, The United States of Poetry, that will be featured over the next few weeks on many PBS stations. She performs tomorrow night in Los Angeles with a group of people featured in the series. This is Fresh Air.